There's no place like home.
Now on WGN.FM, the G, the housing guru. It's the David Hochberg Show.
Good afternoon and welcome to the David Hochberg Show. I'm the housing guru here at WGN Radio. And starting next month and next week, actually, I'll be the housing guru on WGN TV. How exciting is that? You listen to Talents Don't Know. The Housing Guru Show on AM 720, if I was on the radio. It's WGN.FM. WGN.FM. Phone lines are open. 312-521-8600. 312-521-8600. Go to our website, which is WGNradio.com. WGNradio.com. And if you want to download a podcast of the show, it's WGN.FM. WGN.FM, where you can get all of the contact information that you hear on the show. You might want to forward it on to somebody else. Hey, Brian, you want to do me a huge favor? And come on in here, bud. Hang on one second. Hey, Brian, could you come in here for a minute? My screen's not working, brother. On the phone, we got Jimmy Towns from Allstate. Jim, how are you, bud?
Good, Dave. How are you?
I'm fantastic. 312-521-8600. 312-521-8600. Jim Towns is my insurance agent from Allstate. And the reason I called Jim in is because... we've had a little bit of rain, if you haven't noticed, and it's causing a lot of havoc in people's bedrooms, in people's basements, in people's family rooms. I just got a call today, Jimmy, from one of my tenants in my rental property that you might be getting a claim on. I thought I'd give you a heads up. I've got my repair guy going out there. It seems that the roof is leaking, and we don't know why it's leaking, but the ceiling tiles are a little soggy. Which it's not a good sign there, Jimmy.
So, no, it's a bad sign.
It's a bad sign.
It's been hectic and crazy. I mean, it hasn't stopped. I mean, a lot of companies, I think probably most of them they call it a cat loss. They have so many losses. And, you know, the water just can't keep up.
How long have you been doing insurance, Jim?
25 years.
25 years. Is this one of the worst summers compared to other summers? We had a couple of floods couple of summers back, but this has just been just nonstop. I mean,
for an August, it's been crazy. So nonstop rain.
Is this the worst summer you've seen in, let's say, the past 10 years? Is that safe to say?
It is, because normally it'll happen, you know, spring or fall, not usually in the dead of summer.
It just hasn't stopped. I mean, you know, we got the 84, 85 inches of snow, which screwed people up when it started to thaw. You know, you had that creepage into your basement, and then the rains just started at the beginning of this. It just never stopped. I mean,
it never stopped.
It never gave the ground a chance to dry out from the winter. Because once it, you know, we had two or three nice days. Bam! Here comes another thunderstorm. Bam! Here comes another, you know, cloud burst, and we get dumped 5 inches on us in an hour. It's crazy. So I wanted to bring you on the insurance side. What should people be doing as a homeowner to protect themselves against flood? 312-521-8600 is the phone line. 312-521-8600 is the text line. If you're a homeowner
right now,
you have
to check your pump. You have to. I know it sounds crazy. You have to check your pumps, and if you have a backup pump, the problem is the water comes in and it can't go out. But it overloads these pumps and they're out, and then you're in trouble. I got water in my building, and then you go to the store, you can't even find pumps.
The best time to get a pump is when you don't need a pump.
Of course. And just, I mean, even if you replaced it every 5 to 10 years, I mean, that's not the worst thing. It's almost a maintenance item instead of just waiting for it to go out. And you gotta get a good pump, and then if you get damaged, you gotta be quick, because you know the carpet sometimes can be saved if it has no pad,
right?
But if it has a pad,
have a nice day.
I mean, it's gonna start smelling like the Pachyderm house, and not too long, and it's bad.
Well, here's what you know. My question to you is that I've got a backup sump pump. And it's battery operated. So, but what you have to do is you have to put distilled water in there to keep the battery cold down. Okay, and you got to do that. I do it at the beginning of every month. I've got my goggles and my gloves and my funnel, and I fill it up, and you know, because I burnt out one of those batteries, and that cost me $150-$200 to replace the damn battery. So, what recommendation? Okay, so you got the pump. And a lot of people don't know what a sump pump is. That's the thing that kicks on that makes that loud noise in the basement that scares the heck out of your kids because you're telling that somebody's living in the walls just to put them at, you know, just make them a little unease because that's what we do for kids, right? That's what we make. You know, that's why we, you know, it encourages, it keeps our kids medicated. And a backup sump pump is just a secondary sump pump in case the main one can't handle what's being thrown at it because of all the water coming in. Knock on wood, Jimmy. I've been living in my home for 14 years now. Not one flood because I put the basement flood backup system in there right after I moved in, and I've never had a problem. God, thank God. Now, what does that do to somebody's insurance premium if they get a flood claim on their insurance?
So they have to have the coverage. So it's an optional coverage. So it's, you know, water and sewer backup. So that's, and even people that don't have a sump pump, it can come in through a toilet, through a drain, the backup. Now you have to watch it because it's not covering it for seepage or surface water. So, you know, you have people where their window wells fill up and it blows out the window and fills up your basement. That's a whole different animal. That's, you know, that's a flood policy. But for water backup, you know, most companies offer the additional coverage and you have to have the coverage.
How much is it here? Flood protection coverage for the basement and the backup coverage. How much are each one of those on a monthly basis on a single family house?
Depending where you live, between $50 and $200 a year.
$50 to $200 a year. So
for like $10,000 worth of coverage.
And what does it usually cost to repair a bit? Well, I could tell you, if my basement flooded, forget about it. It would cost me like $25,000-$30,000 to replace. I have a TV down there. Okay, I've got a bedroom down there. So
people have furnaces down there. They have their washers and dryers. And
all the storage, all the winter storage is down there. I probably have got $20,000 to $30,000 tearing everything out and putting it back in. I got a couch down there. I got a widescreen TV. I got my kids got their Wii, whatever that crap is called.
Yeah,
I've got all that stuff down there. I got a stereo for the TV down there. And what people forget, Jim, is the tear out. You've got to pay to have that stuff torn out. And that's what I forgot when I rented, you know, I'll give you a true story. I owned a home in Valparaiso, Indiana. I went to get a haircut on a Saturday morning. I came back Saturday after the haircut an hour later. I went down, I opened the door, and I hear this hissing sound. And I'm just like, well, I didn't leave any water on. I'm like, oh, crap. I went down the basement to see what water was on. And as soon as I hit the basement floor, it was carpeted. It was a beige carpet. It held the water really nice. I stepped into a soaking wet shag carpet, brand new shag carpet. It was a brand new home that was built like a year before. I was selling. I got divorced. I was coming back to Chicago, and one of those PVC cheap PVC fittings broke, flooded my entire basement, and I had all my storage was right behind the bathroom, gone. Everything in the storage, gone. Okay, it was like $15,000 of equipment. I had electronic stuff in there for storage. I was getting ready to move. So I put it all in there. Gone. I had to pay $2,000-$3,000 to strip everything out. I had a TV downstairs. Gone. It was a mess. So when I moved into my condo before I knew you, I couldn't get insurance because I was such a high maintenance risk. Right? How crazy is that? So bad news, man. So what?
Oh, it's bad. And the headaches, right? They got to cut out the drywall. They got to cut out, if you have paneling, you got to take out the carpet and fans and dehumidifiers and get it cleaned. If you can avoid it, that's the easiest way. I mean, people now are putting in backup generators just because it's the power outage and your backup pump's only going to last so long and it can't keep up with the heavy rain.
So how much does a backup generator cut your cost of insurance anything?
No.
No?
It doesn't.
Really?
I think in the future it might, but it doesn't yet. I don't think there's enough people that have it. They probably don't have enough data, but that's another way to go, especially, you know, on something like your basement, like you're talking about. because that little backup, it just it, that won't keep up if the main pump goes, and the main pump could just be bad, or if the power goes,
you're done.
You're done.
All right, 312-521-8600. 312-521-8600 is the phone line. 312-521-8600 is the fax line. I'm having a credit enhancement seminar coming up Thursday night, James, at the Victoria Banquets Beaujolais in Schiller Park. Remember, the you attended with one of your colleagues to the first home buying seminar at the College of DuPage. Yeah, we had over 300 people there. We have over 350 people registered for the Thursday night event. And I just wanted to ask you this question. Credit scores. How does it impact somebody's insurance premium? Does it impact it negatively if they have a good score? Sure. Or does it impact it positively if they have a good score?
It impacts them very positively if they have a good score. It's one of the single biggest drivers of rates, car and home rates, is credit.
Credit is the biggest single driving factor. So the differential between a 580 credit score, which is not really good, that you know, I like to term credit challenged or credit damaged, as opposed to a 680, as opposed to a 780. What type of premium difference on, let's just say, a Ford Taurus, a plain Jane?
It could be 50% more between the 780 and the 580.
50% more. Mm-hmm. On both on car and home insurance?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
A 50% bump in the premium. Wow.
I mean, take a walk, right? Look around at the houses, and you see the people that have good roofs that take care of their house. I mean, you know, they're paying their bills on time, and they're taking care of their stuff.
As opposed to me, the slumlord in Northbrook, who keeps having leaks in his ceilings, because my contractor, he's like, well, as long as the wind doesn't blow out of the west, you'll be okay. Okay, well, you know, unfortunately, the wind's been blowing out of the west for the past couple of months with the rainstorm we're getting. So, can't wait for that bill. But it hasn't dropped on anything, James. So
good.
So far, so good. So if people have a policy right now, where do they go to check to see if they're properly coveraged?
They give me
Covered, I mean.
You can call me at 630-834-5678, or you can email me at jim@allstate.com. Because you have to make sure you have the proper coverage.
And what is a typical coverage? Does the coverage go down if you stack it with your flood protection, with your backup protection, with your auto?
Yeah.
And your home, and an umbrella if you have people that are, you know who you are and are just jerks and want to trip on your stoop and want to sue you for $3 million.
Jump in front of your car, yes.
Yeah, all that's covered. So
big discounts for stacking.
So stacking it like that. So if you went just to go and get, what percentage discount would you just say off the top of your head? 30% discount by stacking it all together.
Yes.
Do you see most people stack, or do you see most people
do they? Most people stack, yeah, because then they have one person to call, one company, and that's the way to go.
What about kids high school kids with cars? How much does that shoot up somebody's premium?
I mean, it shoots it up, but if they're good drivers, if they have good grades, I mean, there's ways to keep the premium down, you know, the credit score, the tickets, the accidents. I mean, those are all big drivers.
And what's the one biggest advice you could give to people, all our listeners out there, that are thinking about buying a home, about getting insurance? What's the biggest tip you could leave somebody?
Well, having their credit in order is big. I mean, it's huge. And then just reviewing your coverage, making sure you understand it so you know what's covered. So, you know, when your basement has 3 inches of water, you know whether you couldn't afford the coverage and didn't have it, or you know what it is. So you're not, what you're going to be covered for and understand the coverages. It's not that hard. You just need a professional to explain it to you.
And how often should somebody review their policy? You and I review it at least once a year. When something comes up, I'm like, Jimmy, what do I need? What don't I need? What should I do? What shouldn't I do? And you're like, you know what? I wouldn't take that if it's my home. I remember I had a question about some type of car insurance. All right, I got something. One of your assistants called me about this, and I didn't know what it was. And I'm just like, Jimmy, what's this? And he's like, dude, just take it, okay? If in case your wife's car gets stolen, you get a brand new car, okay? So for the extra $50 a year, whatever the number was that you told me, you're like, just take it. And that's the type I trust you, right? I do mortgages. I answer people's questions about credit and housing and what to do with financing and not to do with financing. You do this, you know, you do this for a living, and you said just take it. What type of coverage was that you told me to take? So if anybody's out there that doesn't have that coverage and should have that coverage, new that car, they could give you a call.
New car expanded protection. So if your car's totaled in an accident the first 3 years, we get you a new car.
Brand new car.
Brand new car.
Model year car, not the 2012 that we're driving now.
No, new car.
So you got a time when you're going to total your car to the end of that 3 year period of time, and make sure you're properly padded if you're going to take your car into a side of a building and blow your car up.
Right. Yes. Make sure.
All right, Jimmy. If people not that we're recommending that.
No. not insurance fraud. No.
not that we're making any type of recommendations or authorizing you to do that, but. You know, but that's the type of guy you are. I didn't know what that was. I was gonna drop it, and you're like, dude, are you kidding me? Take it. If God forbid something happens, you get a brand new $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 car without batting an eye, and it's turned over. You get a key, and you start all over. Game over. Game beginning. And you just drive off into the sunset. And that's the type of guy Jim Towns is, and that's why I have my insurance with Jimmy, and that's why Jimmy is the go-to guy whenever we have an insurance question. So. If you want people to send you their policies for a free consultation and a free review, Jim, what's the phone number they should reach at?
630-834-5678. Or they can email me at jim@allstate.com.
One more time, Jimmy, your phone number?
630-834-5678.
And jim@allstate.com.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, brother. Have a great day. Enjoy your enjoy pumping people's basements out. Take it.
Thanks, buddy. All right.
312-521-8600. 312-521-8600. The text line is same number. 312-521-8600. 312-521-8600. The website is WGN.FM. Jim's a great guy. He has tons of experience. He has a warehouse full of pumps that he loans out to his clients, generators and pumps. So when their basements, unfortunately, do get flooded, he brings over a pumping system there to help unflood your basement. I don't know many insurance guys that would do that. And you could trust him. He gives you good information, and he's honest. So give Jimmy a call. You could send him an email at jim@allstate.com, jim@allstate.com. Or you could call me for his number, 312-896-2111, 312-896-2111. And I'll be more than happy to hook you up with James. He's a good guy. He's honest, and he will always take care of you. We are having a credit enhancement seminar this coming Thursday in 2 days at Victory Banquets Beaujolais. I'm heading out there after the show just to do a little site prep and see how the layout is. We have over 350 people registered already, which is amazing. So I want to thank everybody for registering and hopefully attending. It's located near O'Hare Airport. And the biggest news is we have the chief operating officer of TransUnion, a gentleman by the name of David Emery, who's a close personal friend of mine. He's flying in specifically early from a business trip to O'Hare, and he's going to hop in a cab and run over to our seminar because it's literally 10, 15 minutes from O'Hare, and he's going to be there for the Q&A session after the seminar. So we're going to do a seminar from 7 to 8. We're going to have questions and answers from 8 to 9, and David Emery is going to be there to help me answer your questions. And we've got a lot of great questions. A lot of people got destroyed after a foreclosure, after a bankruptcy, after a short sale. A lot of questions about that. Hey, I want to buy a home again. I'm being told I can't because I've lost my home. Is this true? Answer is 100% false. It is not true. You're getting bad information. If you want to learn how to tie your knot, tie your shoe, make a slip knot, tie a tie, go to the internet and ask those questions. If you're looking for information about credit and how to enhance it without being suckered into buying anything, you want to come to this free seminar tomorrow. which is at the Victory Banquets facility, Beaujolais in Schiller Park, which is right outside of O'Hare. If you have any questions about the credit enhancement seminar, you could send me a text at 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600, or you could give us a call at 312-521-8600. I was on with Pete McMurray last night at about 9:25, and one of his callers called in and said, I'm being told when I went to rent a home, I'm paraphrasing the conversation from last night, that I have thin credit. And thin credit is, and he's like, what is thin credit? I've never been accused of being thin in anything, he told me. And he wanted to know if that was good or bad. And basically what thin credit is, it's not bad, but it's not good either. Okay. Thin credit is when you don't have a lot of credit in your credit profile. Okay. So he had one credit card and an auto loan. He's like, yeah, that's what I had. I'm like, well, it's thin because those are the only two trade lines that you have. Those are the only two segments that you have, and that the credit reporting agencies have to judge you. Okay, so what I recommended that he do is open up two additional credit cards: a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover. I don't care. It doesn't matter if you like to fly an American, United, Southwest. Open up a Visa or MasterCard in those companies' names. And get another credit card open on your credit report. Then use it for the four T's: toothpaste, toilet paper, tampons, transportation. Okay, the fifth T isn't a widescreen TV. So what I would do is, and what I recommended that he do is open up two more credit cards. That's it. It's that simple. Then his credit isn't thin anymore. His credit is thicker. Thicker meaning that he has more trade lines. He has more credit. He has more credit out there that he could use, that the credit agencies could evaluate how he pays back his debt. That's the bottom line. That's what a thin credit report is. So if he opens up a couple of credit cards, his credit might take a little bit of a hit. But in the long run, by having three credit cards open instead of one and having a car loan open that's going to be paid off and shut down, he'll be in a much better position to buy this home happily ever after. And, you know, you buy a home or get additional credit in the future because his credit profile is no longer thin. It's now thick. So that's the important thing. 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. Website is WGN.FM if you want to download any podcasts of the previous shows. Dr. McGuire will be on tomorrow at this time. I'll be hosting his show. It's called the Total Men's Health Show, or Men's Total Health. I forgot what it's called, but I think it's Men's Total Health Show. I think that's what the name of the show is. We're going to talk about men's health. And on Thursday, we're going to be talking with Dr. Stephen Block, board-certified, world-renowned plastic surgeon, about plastic surgery. Phone lines are open, 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. Go to the website, WGN.FM. And if you want to text us, it's the same number, 312-521-8600. We have a text message here. I want to know if having all my credit cards paid off and not having any credit is a good idea or a bad idea. 630. All right, 630, here's the deal. If you don't plan on ever using any type of credit to do anything, then it's not a problem. If you never plan on taking a trip, it's not a problem. If you ever plan on never renting a car, it's not a problem. If you ever plan on never applying for any credit, like a car loan, a student loan, any type of mortgage, any type of debt, you know, credit whatsoever, then you don't need any credit and you'll fall all completely off the grid. And then when you go to get credit, it'll be tougher to get because then you'll have no pulse. Perfect example. I'm working with a lady who's 28 years old, single mother with two kids. Her father told her after she paid off her student loans that she should take her credit card and shut it off because he doesn't believe in credit cards. Okay. He comes to me for a loan for his daughter, hears me on the radio, wants me to help his daughter. Okay, run the daughter's credit. Guess what? Daughter's credit score is non-existent because after she paid off her student loans, that was reporting a payment, a payment, a payment, a payment. Once she paid off the student loans, guess what? There was no payment because the father told her to shut down the credit cards. So even though she's got a history of paying stuff on time, there's nothing current that's being paid on time. Credit reporting agencies have nothing there to evaluate your payment history, because that's all a credit score is, an evaluation of your past handling of your credit And then, and how's that evaluated? How much credit you have on the credit that you have available right now? How much debt you have on the credit you have available right now, I should say. Your payment history, if you've paid everything on time or if you've had a couple of lates. Any inquiries on credit? If you're out there opening up 5, 6, 7 different credit cards and inquiring with 4, 5, 6, 7 different creditors, no matter what anybody says, that's going to have a negative impact on your credit scores. Why? Because the only way that the credit agency can grade your credit and to give you a number is by looking at the inquiries that you have. And the only reason that they're going to lower your credit scores is if you open up 5, 6 new cards, you have access to a lot more credit that you could then go out and load up and then not be able to pay it. It's a hedge. That's all the credit reporting agencies is doing. It is a hedge of how you're going to pay your current debt and your future debt. So if you've got 2 or 3 or 4 credit cards right now, that's all you need. That's all you need. You need an American Express, Visa, Discover that is used universally. And a lot of business owners use American Express because of the higher credit limits, if you will. 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. You don't need all of that credit in your wallet. So to the 630 texter, thank you for the text. Keep the text coming. 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. If you don't ever think you're going to travel, because try walking up to an airline counter today with about $3,000 in cash, okay? The next person you're going to meet after you say hello, after you pull the cash out, is a Chicago police officer behind you asking you and escorting you over to the lie detector test, asking why you're carrying $3,000 around and why you're paying an airline ticket in cash, right? Due to the terrorist attacks that we've had, they're kind of leery about people paying for airline tickets with cash, okay? So if you want to travel, you know, you could try. Good luck trying to get a hotel room, unless it's one of those hotel rooms that you're renting for the hour, which, you know, I wouldn't know by personal use, but from what people tell me and what I see on TV, those people will take cash. But if you want to stay in a 2 or 3 star hotel, they're going to want a credit card. Why? Because in case you destroy the room, they want to have something on record for them to charge you for the damages. It might sound silly, but that's exactly why they want your credit card. All right. So if you don't ever want to travel outside your little pocket and you don't ever need credit, then don't worry about ever opening up credit. But if you want to apply for cable, if you want to apply for a car phone, you ever want any type of credit, right? That's what credit is. They're extending you cable on the come that you're going to pay it back, right? And if there's no credit there, they're going to be leery about giving you any type of services if you don't have any type of track record that they could pull on getting credit history to issue you more credit. Jim just told you, if you own a car, even if you pay cash for your car, it's a state law in Illinois, you need insurance. And the only way that they could gauge the credit worthiness and the rate of your insurance, 50% increase if you have terrible credit or no credit, that's what Jimmy said, then that's fine. Then don't have any credit and pay 50% more than somebody that has credit. All right, 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600 is the phone, the text line. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. Go to our website, WGN.FM, 312-521-8600, WGN.FM. I'm David Hochberg, the housing guru here at WGN Radio and WGN TV. And we're here to answer your questions, mortgage questions, real estate questions, credit questions. We have a texter here about a student loan questions. Can you consolidate your private student loans? And the answer is yes, you can refinance your private student loans. And we just became affiliated with a company that handles exclusively only private student loans. And they will do your federal student loans, but they hone in on the private. And the reason is because they take these loans and they sell them to the secondary market, much like the mortgage companies did in the heyday. But the difference is you need good credit, and it gets back to the credit. You need good credit to qualify for the private student loan refinancing is what they do. They are offering a lot lower interest rate loans than what you're currently paying. Some people are paying 6, 7, 8, 9, 10%. On their private student loans, the company that we're working with will consolidate them down anywhere between 3.5% up to 6-7%, depending upon your credit scores and your income. So it's like refinancing for a home and qualifying for a mortgage. They will allow you now. There are companies out there, and we became affiliated with one at Student Loan Advisors that is refinancing privately backed student loans. And we're helping people here at WGN, actually, a couple of people right now consolidate their private student loans. So if you have any questions about student loans, go to the website, Lower My SLP. That's our student loan website. My partner, Ira Schwartz, will be in attendance on Thursday to answer all of your student loan questions. A lot of questions came in about student loans. If my student loan is in default, can I refinance it? Absolutely. If it's in default, there's over $100 billion in student loans right now. $100 billion, that's with a B. $100 billion in student loans. Almost 10% of all outstanding loans, student loans are in default. What does that mean? That means that if it's a private loan, they're going to come after you. How are they going to come after you? They're going to file collections against you. So if you've got a private student loan in default right now and you're having trouble paying that, I'm affiliated now with a company. We're not affiliated. I met them for lunch yesterday. We're going to start referring people back and forth to each other. We can refer you to a company that will go back to the student loan company and try to negotiate a lower rate, a settlement for you. So if you're having trouble making those type of payments, please give me a call or shoot me an email, thehousingguru@wgnradio.com. thehousingguru@wgnradio.com. And we're going to try to help you out because it's really important to get ahead of these things and to sit there and stick your head in the sand and bury your head in the sand and think everything is going to be fine. It's not going to be fine because that cut on your foot is going to turn into an open sore. It's going to turn into gangrene. And then guess what? What could have been solved with a Band-Aid, you're going to have to go in and get your foot amputated because you waited too long. Okay? There's a guy I've been talking to for the past 6 months, begging him to call my guy Ira at Student Loan Advisors to take care of his student loan. What did he do? He blew it off. Now he's getting his wages garnished. He's in wage garnishment. And now we have to put him through a 10-month rehab program to show that he's making his student loan payment on time. And once he gets to the 10-month, then we can go back and consolidate his student loans. All he had to do was call us 6 months ago, and all this nonsense would have been done, and he would have been much better off. But, of course, he waited. The scar turned into a sore that turned into gangrene that turned into him losing his foot. Now we have to grow the foot back. 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. Over 350 people have registered for the credit enhancement seminar on Thursday night at Victoria's Banquets, Beaujolais. Our next seminar will be held at Victoria's Secrets in the underpants aisle, but this one will be at Victoria Banquets, Beaujolais. Starts at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6. We're going to have all of my staff there answering your questions. Andrea Darlis is going to be hosting it. She's going to be walking around the crowd taking questions. We're going to have people fill out questions on a piece of paper because some of the people wanted to ask questions during the seminar but couldn't because they were too embarrassed. So in order to get over that, which is fine, we're going to enable you to write your question on a piece of paper and submit it. We'll have my guys walking around picking them up. We're also going to enable you to send emails to thehousingguru@wgnradio.com during the event, thehousingguru@wgnradio.com, to ask your questions so you don't have to be embarrassed. Here's another text that I just got. What's the best credit score to buying a home? Well, that's a great question. Best credit score to buy a home is as high as you could possibly get it because once you get over 740, you get a lower rate. Once you get over 760, in some cases 780 on jumbo loans, the lenders want you, so they will pay to have you because your credit profile is so good. They want to be able to take your loan because they know there's a great chance that you're not going to default. So they're willing to give you an eighth of a point lower if you have a great score. Now, we could get your loans down to 580 if you have 10% down with an FHA loan. And as long as you're not going above 365, 700 in a loan amount, you're fine. But you need to have 10% down. And the rate's still going to stink because your credit score stinks. So on Thursday night, we're going to teach you, give you the tools, give you the resources, give you the knowledge on how to make sure that your credit scores go up so you could get not only the best rate when you buy a home, the best rate when you insure your home, the best rate when you insure your car, maybe even the best rate when you go to buy a car. Why? because everything's driven on credit scores. That's what it's all driven about. It's all driven on credit scores. 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. Go to our website, which is WGN.FM, WGN.FM, and you'll find all of our podcasts there. And if you want to send me an email, thehousingguru@WGNradio.com, we're going to be taping another whole set of answers to your questions via video, and we're going to post it on WGN.FM so you could go check it out and get your answers. Graham's on the phone. Graham, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you doing?
Great. We just got done refinancing your student loans.
Yes, that is correct.
I'm sorry, buddy. How did you hear about us?
My mom actually heard you on the radio and referred me to Ira. I got to Ira Schwartz, who helped me out with all of this, and helped me consolidate my federal loans.
And how much in student loans did you have?
A little over $100,000. I actually this was for law school, still have quite a bit to go. I have private loans and federal loans, so made it much more manageable.
And how much in private loans do you have, in addition to the $100,000 that we helped you do on the federal side? How much in private loans do you have?
Well, it's $100,000 all in.
Holy smokes!
The private, I took out a big chunk of money for just to study for the bar exam and to pay for Barbary, and that's at a interest rate of 12.75. Some other private loans that I took out throughout the course of law school, that one's at 11.75. They're monsters.
All right. I talk about, you know, people having student loans, Graham, 7%, 8%, 9%, 10%, and people are like, no way, it's not that high. You just said he had an 11 and a 12. So for everybody out there that says no way, this guy's living it every day. I mean, how much money was Ira able to drop your payments down with the consolidation with the federal loans?
Well, I was just having a heck of a time keeping my head above water paying the private loans. I was putting all of my federal loans, which I think there's 9 of them, that are all bundled together at different interest rates. Those were all in just forbearance. The juice was running, and it's just kind of one of these days, I'll take care of it. So I turned 30 recently, and it's just the playtime is over. Got a couple of years of practicing law under my belt, and wanted to take care of it.
Yeah.
So my monthly payments have actually gone up, but I'm actually paying down loans now. I'm actually attacking the federal loans so that I don't die with debt. I mean, it's ridiculous at the age of 30 in America that we're talking about, not wanting debt for the rest of your life. But
it's crazy. That's unbelievable. You've practiced law for a couple of years, you're looking at a culinary school right now because you hate law and you want to get out of it and you want to do something else, right? After $100,000.
Bingo. Yeah, hopefully. I'm going right back to school. More student loans, please.
More student loans, please. So did I ever tell you about the about how we're able to do private student loans now? Did he get a hold of you and tell you about that?
We actually just got the federal loan side of this locked down and the program just started. So I kind of taking this one step at a time.
Okay, good.
Wanted to deal with that, and the next step is, if I could bundle those private loans together and extend the loan. I mean, I understand. I'm going to have to pay all of this money back at some point. It's just a matter of, I'd like to, at this point in my life, start accumulating some, good debt.
Yeah.
Some, being a homeowner. And
this will enable you to do it, and that's the key. On the private student loan side of it, after we get the federal stuff wrapped up and done and sealed and put in the ground and finalized, the private stuff, the private student loans that we have, the programs that we have access to, you're looking at interest rates 5%, 6%, 7% less than what you're paying now, and that's going to just unbelievably do wonders for your cash flow and enable you to attack those student loans faster.
Yeah, and just and that's the idea. I don't have that much money owing on the private side, but at those interest rates, the sooner I can kill them, the better. But like I said, it's working my butt off just to pay back money isn't really, you know, it's kind of depressing right now. It'd be nice to be able to actually save up some money with the idea of
having a future, right? And, and building some equity and having your own home. So your friends.
Having loans that for property that will actually
appreciate.
Appreciate.
So your friends, you're the kids and the student, the kids, I'm 47, I'm the old man. So, you know, and you were born as I'm graduating high school, by the way. Thank you very much. What, 1987, 1988? When were you born?
84.
Yeah, no. So that I'm glad I'm in the mortgage business. I could do math. Yeah. No, I graduated. I graduated college in 88, then I graduated high school in 84. So other people that you've graduated with, your colleagues and your friends that are strapped down with these student loans, what are they doing to deal with them, and how come they haven't consolidated their student loans like you have?
Well, actually, the whole idea, you know, instead of just sticking my head in the sand, the idea of consolidating my loans actually was brought to me by my brother-in-law, who was in my law school class. He took the better part of a week trying to figure out how to do all of this, which convinced me that I needed help because, A, I don't have the time to put, you know, that much mind energy into trying to figure out this tangled web of these federal programs and all of that. And also, I didn't want to screw it up just to go to someone like Ira afterwards, and then it would take them 3 weeks to untangle the knot that I just made for them. It's also it's a scary market out there right now, because I know that you don't have to do much research, but it's all over the place with these guys who are scamming, and there's a lot of predators out there that are willing to make a bad situation a lot worse for people that are in dire straits.
And what are your friends doing with their loans? I mean, are they saddled with loans? Are you telling them about our program? I mean, what are 30-year-olds doing with $30,000 to $130,000 worth of student loans to get out of it? Are they going to be calling Ira to get help? Or are they just going to be like, oh, it's too good to be true? I mean, what's your generation doing to deal with this mounting debt that's out there that's saddlebagging you for the rest of your life here?
That's a good question. Mostly just complain about it and then move on to the next subject. It's not a very pleasant. And it's kind of a demoralizing subject of conversation, so it doesn't come up very often.
So you're like, it's kind of like quarters, right? You just keep dropping the quarters. Hopefully it goes in a cup and you have a beer and you just forget about the world and the $100,000 worth of debt you got carried on your back. That's crazy.
Bingo. Well, I mean, you're just trying to pay enough money to keep Sally Mae from, just one more month of that they won't call you. Meanwhile, you got to feed yourself and you got to pay rent and you got to do this and you got to do the other things. So, there's not really a pleasant alternative.
All right. Well, listen, we are going to help. I appreciate you allowing us to help you with your federal student loans. I'm glad that you're happy with the result there. I want you to thank your mom for me, for listening to me on WGN and not turning the station when I come on, because that's what most women do when they hear my voice on the radio. They're, they're like, oh, God, not him again. And then they turn it off and go back to doing what they do. But I appreciate her having the confidence in us to help you out and put you in a much better position. And now that we have this access to the private student loans, I think that's going to really, really have a huge impact on your world and just change the way you're able to pay those things down a lot more aggressively. Not paying any more, just continue to pay what you're paying. But the balances are going to go down a lot faster because the interest rate's going to be 40% to 50% to 60% less than what you're paying now. And, that's just going to be a huge relief off of your back when those student loans go away. And then you see a light at the end of the tunnel and it's not the 545 Metra coming at you right through the tunnel to flatten you. So, well, I appreciate it, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Just a leaving thought. I don't mean to sound so doom and gloom about all of this, and it was depressing thinking about all of this stuff. But since I've consolidated my loans and now I'm making payments, it just makes you feel better about yourself and gives you hope that things, you know, the American success story is still, you know, a possibility at least.
Yeah, it's not that you're going to be carrying around $130,000 worth of student loan debt. And I'll tell you another success story that we had. A guy, parents, right? Parents took out, had two kids your age and a brother about 3 years younger, sent their kids to private school, saddled them up with $140,000 worth of student loan, $70,000 a year per kid. It was costing them over $1,000 a month. We were able to consolidate all their student loans like we did with you, Graham, save them over $600, close to $700 a month, okay? Mm-hmm. And in addition to the $140,000 worth of student loans, you think that was bad? They had $120,000 worth of credit card debt, okay? Good morning. I mean, you think you have it bad.
Yeah.
You know, not only did they have the student loan debt, but they had the credit card debt. It's like, oh, my God. So, listen, you got to take the first step, right?
Yep,
so what do
exactly
we do?
Right.
You take the $700 a month, you pay down the credit card debt, and before you know it, it's $8,400 a year. That $84 is really $10,000 a year because you're eating into the debt a lot faster. Every $10,000 with the debt you pay down is a $400 a month savings. So after the first year, they'll keep paying the $700. It'll go up to $1,100, and then they'll start eating away at the debt, and then it's $15,000 the second year in paying down debt. And then guess what? Within 5-6 years, that $120,000 worth of debt, it's gone. Okay, it's gone, and that's what you have to look for. Thank God you don't have the $120,000 worth of debt. Your mom would kill you, but at least we're going to free up the money, so you're going to be able to pay these things off, just accelerate the payment, and watch it go away. And then when you're ready to buy a home, you come back to us, and we'll hook you up, buddy. Okay.
Bingo. All right. Sounds good.
Well, I appreciate you sharing your afternoon with us, my friend, and sharing your story. It's a great story, and send my best to your mom. Okay.
Thank you. Will do.
Thanks, buddy. 312-521-8600. 312-521-8600. It's a great story. Brian, why don't you join in here for a second? Brian Jones, our fine engineer. And by the way, I got the green light for you to work when Konasek and Dylan join in. So just don't screw anything up between now and October when the show starts, all right? You graduated college.
Yes.
How old are you? 23, 24?
24. 25 soon-ish.
What the hell is your generation going to do with all this debt? I know, as a 24-year-old working here, making nothing, okay, because, you know, you're starting out on the low man of the totem pole, and whenever anybody starts out in this industry, low man of the totem pole, you basically, you know, are making enough to take a bus home. But how is your generation? It's $25,000 to go to a decent school, but you go to, like, really good schools, 40, 50, 60 grand.
Yeah.
How's your generation handling with this debt?
Not very well, honestly. It's kind of just rolling with the punches.
Do you have student loans, if you mind me asking?
I don't, fortunately, because my parents were able to help me out. But that's not the case for a lot of my close friends, and I don't know. So
it's a struggle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, I need you to have them go to this website. Seriously, I need you to tell all your friends, lowermyslp.com.
Lowermyslp.com.
Student loan payment. That's what SLP stands for. Lowermyslp. Okay. Put in there WGN.FM that they heard it here. Okay. I'll give them a discount if they say they know you. All right. But if they say no, and the discount is they're going to get charged $100 more. No. But if they have private loans, we could help their private loans out. If they have federal loans, a lot of your friends aren't making any money coming out of school, living at home. And there's programs, income-based programs, that we could help them lower the payment while they're not making any money, and then qualify for a higher payment when they start making money. All right? So
got it. Will do.
All right, buddy. 312-521-8600. 312-521-8600. 2 minutes left, and we got to get out of here for Gary Meyer's show coming up in about 2-3 minutes. Home buying seminar. We're going to leave with this. Home buying seminar Thursday night. If you want information about enhancing your credit, you should attend. If you have 740 credit scores and below, you should attend. You should also attend if you've experienced a foreclosure bankruptcy or short sale or deed in lieu of foreclosure in the past 7 years. You should attend if you have no credit and you've tried hard to establish your credit and all you're doing is aggravating yourself and still don't have any credit. You should attend, and I will show you how to do that. You should attend if you have a vindictive ex-spouse who threw in a couple of torpedoes on the way out the door just because they want to be a jerk and destroyed their credit, which they don't care about, and destroyed your credit. and had credit cards open that you didn't know about. We'll teach you strategies on how to defend yourself against you going down with the ship there. You should attend if you have a double-digit credit score. I'm sorry, a double-digit loan, auto loan. Right? Why? Because your credit sucks. That's why you have a double-digit auto loan. Okay. You should attend if you have a high school or college-age student. You should bring them to this event because there's no place to learn about credit in high school. There's no place to learn about credit in college. The only place to learn about credit is when you hear me on the radio on WGN, WGN-TV, and WGN.FM. And we're going to be at Victoria Banquet Beaujolais to talk about credit Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Go to my website, townstone.com, T-O-W-N-S-T-O-N-E.com, T-O-W-N-S-T-O-N-E.com to register. A couple more reasons why you should attend. You should attend if you're tired of living in your mother's basement. And you should attend, send your kids to the seminar if you're tired of having them live in your basement because you can't get your mojo on, if you know what I mean. So go to our website, townstone.com, T-O-W-N-S-T-O-N-E.com. T-O-W-N-S-T-O-N-E.com. On the left-hand side of the homepage, there's a registration button. Andrea Darlis will be the MC of the event. We're going to be selling food, and there'll be a cash bar. So it'll be good times had by all. David Emery, Chief Operating Officer of TransUnion, will be there. Need to reach me during the week, 312-896-2111, 312-896-2111, townstone.com. See you later.